Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New Hampshire prepares to head to the polls.
I'm voting Trump no matter what. I don't know if I'm going to vote if if he doesn't make it.
It's probably going to be Nikki.
Why Nikki?
Because I think it's time for a big change. Huge. So.
Why not Trump?
After all he's done now, we don't need it.
Two voters with two very different opinions in the Granite State. Nikki Haley trailing badly in the polls behind Donald Trump is counting on independent voters for a win. President Biden and Vice President Harris in Virginia today, marking the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, with more speeches on the Supreme Court decision that struck it down. Palestinian militants carrying out the deadliest single attack on Israel's forces since the October 7th Hamas attacks that triggered the war. 21 IDF soldiers killed in southern Gaza. Man suspected of killing eight people in suburban Chicago, taking his own life in Texas after fleeing from police. This is ABC News. Another strike against Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Aided by a few British jets, the U.S. has hit multiple targets in eight locations. It's the second time the two countries have conducted such coordinated attacks on Houthi missile launching capabilities, specifically this time on underground storage locations. But past strikes have shown the Houthis are undeterred by such action. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And the search continues for the remains of two Navy SEALs who fell into the Red Sea.
We're learning the identities of the two Navy SEALs who disappeared on that nighttime mission to seize Iranian weapons headed to Houthi rebels. 37-year-old Christopher Chambers and 27-year-old Nathan Gage Ingram. After a 10-day search, the Pentagon now confirms the men are presumed dead.
ABC's James Longman. A defeat for TurboTax. The FTC now ruling the company misled consumers when promoting tax filing services it promised were free. They weren't. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hospital Sisters Health System announced Monday that they are closing two hospitals in western Wisconsin, the Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls will both close by the end of April. They say the closures are due to prolonged operational and financial stress placed on the hospitals that began with COVID. Vice President Kamala Harris was in suburban Waukesha County Monday while the legal battle over reproductive rights in Wisconsin wages on.
In a state whose motto is forward, these extremists are trying to take us backward. Well, we're not having that.
State lawmakers took testimony Monday on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled away late to beat the Pistons. Final score, Milwaukee 122, Detroit 113. Giannis with 31 points. Chris Middleton scoring 26. Surpassing the big dog, Glenn Robinson, as the third highest scoring player in franchise history. And he did it in Detroit, where his NBA career began. Middleton, on Bally Sports.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool moment. You know, I'm happy. Still want to keep doing a lot of great things for this team, for this city. It all started here, which is pretty cool that I did that, but I feel like I still have a lot left.
College hoops, Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight to face the Gophers. NFL, at his end-of-season press conference, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur suggested he consider giving up play calling during games in order to focus on all aspects of the team.
You know, I got to make some decisions how we, you know, game plan offensively. Going to look at all that stuff and try to do what's best for our football team.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with some areas of freezing drizzle, even a couple of snow showers possible today. Our high right around 34 this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop to 31, still a little light freezing drizzle or snow possible. And then tomorrow cloudy with rain showers, 36. And we're going to keep it warm with highs well into the 30s through the rest of the week, the weekend, and beyond. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Hello, Jim.
Good morning, Don. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm on day. What day is it today? 23rd. Almost 30 days with my cough. How about you?
Yeah,
almost. I know people aren't like, we don't want to hear about that. Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's just funny. It's like, wow, this is like a record. I've never had a cold that lasted 30 days.
And when you and I feel fine, right?
Feel great. Phenomenal.
It's just
I wonder. You know what though?
But we're not alone. I got to tell you, no. Johnny, there's a million people. Well, not a million,
but you know, when we talked to Mark Hewson,
right?
I asked her about working out when it's in the old days. They used to say, don't work out if you get a cold, or it'd be one of two things, or sweat it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I've tried doing both, and neither one works. I tried sweating it out so bad that night. I had a big sweatshirt on, had the thing. It's like this, I get rid of it. And you feel great. And then the next morning you wake up hacking.
But it just stays.
It just stays. I wonder, anybody out there text us, have you had a cold for 30 days? Have you, Todd?
Well, I had mine right before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And I'm much better, but every once in a while I still have a little bit of something in my chest.
Yeah.
And it seems like one day I'm great, and the next day, a little worse.
100%. There's so many times I've said, oh, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Done. Oh, glad I got over
finally.
That.
Finally. Right.
And then you wake up another day, and it's like, you're hacking.
Yeah.
Weird.
I know, and I just... And I got an inhaler, and I had teaching last night, you know, and 3 hours is a long time. And I think the more you talk, the more prone you are to starting to have a coughing fit. And that happened a couple times. And I just got to get it. I'm more angry. Well, I'm just mad about it because I feel fine, but it just won't go away. So I don't know.
So I got to do a fundraiser this weekend. An auction type thing.
There you go.
And it's like, oh, that's the worst right now. When you get something like that and you're trying to do that and you got the cough, boy, we got a fun show coming up today, folks. Wow. Yeah. Frank Hermans. Everybody knows Frank Hermans, who is just simply awesome. He's coming in at 6:30. We've got Lynn Dickey, former Packer quarterback Lynn Dickey, coming on at 7:06, which would be great. Sandra Rank with her guest Leslie Vogel. Are they both coming in, Todd?
They are.
Awesome. Fantastic. I love her guests.
Yes.
She brings in great guests. So we got a fun show today. We got a jam-packed week.
We do.
Really.
Do we have a small business of the week feature?
Yeah.
Who's coming in for that?
My good friend.
Fanny Gee.
Fanny Gee.
Oh, right.
Fanny is, she's a wonderful story. Yes. She was at Veterans Village in Appleton, where I was. She lived there. And she was an Army veteran. I want to say she's first generation Chinese. Joined the Army for schooling and things like that. Mm-hmm. Actually worked in at the same little place I stayed at. In Afghanistan, she was there.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know her at the time, obviously, but she was, I want to say,
if she was a translator or something, but she was right on that base in Kandahar City. And then she comes back, she goes to school, and she starts up a juice. Did you talk to her about it all, Todd?
It's like a tea. It's tea, Uni bubble tea, I believe it is what it's called.
Yeah. And really successful. Right. That'd on College Avenue.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you want to talk about a young entrepreneur
right.
who, you know, like I said, first generation, serves our country, comes back, puts it all together to start a business like this. So proud of her. So happy. One of those nicest people you'll ever meet in your entire life. And so excited about having her on. What is that, Friday, Todd?
Thursday?
Yep. And then we have...
But Jim, let's go ahead. I mean, because this is more up your alley with the small businesses. Yeah. We just want you to know, folks, we really want to take care of our small businesses and especially new businesses and entrepreneurs and stuff like that. You got an open forum here. We'll give it to you. You don't have to buy the time. We want to help promote you. Because I had no idea until you talked about this, Jim, the fine line between making it and not making it. That's right. And I always feel when somebody, you know, some business, you know, goes, it's like, that's somebody's dream. That's somebody's what they put their heart and soul into. So we want to do everything we can to be advocates for the folks around Green Bay. We want to be, and Oshkosh, Appleton, the whole area, we want to be advocates for young businesses like that to try to give you some pub.
Right. And I we were talking about that last night in school about the risk and, you know, it is risk. And
were you lying that day with Mark Scogan, or BSing, I should say, or was it true, where you said there was a theory that if somebody, a stock boy, drops a bottle of ketchup in the old days when there were bottles, and like one breaks, you lose all the profit?
Something? Well, that's very true. That was true. That's true. This margins are so slim that it's that last bottle of ketchup that's your profit. And,
wow.
And there's so many little things in business, and we're getting we got a couple other people queued up, I know, for our feature small business of the week, and they're going to all share the same thing that, you know, a couple more customers can make or break you.
Right.
I mean, really, it's that important that we go there, and they're trying. I mean, I tell you, we talked about customer service.
And we love hearing their stories, their backstories. We had the young guy from Smashburgers.
Oh, yeah.
First day here with his machine.
Unbelievable.
And it blew up on him. And he has to be airlifted to Milwaukee with third-degree burns.
And he still has the
scars.
And
he comes back and he goes, yep, let's start over.
Yep. I love it. I want to do this. So, we have a few people that need to come on here. Because if you have that entrepreneurial spirit, and you do, I mean, your business happens to be in broadcasting, but if you have that and you end up working at a company and then at retirement, it's like, was this the right thing? I mean, that's kind of sad. And it's easy to start a business. We talked about that in school. I mean, it's easy
to start one.
Right. It is. But and we talked about getting capital and and getting and sustaining. The thing that they're working on this week is, you know, they're looking at a business, but it's the research. Is there a market for this?
Right.
Is there a need for this?
Because
you get into, I mean, would you get into making toilet paper right now? Probably not, right? I mean, that's a saturated market and it's too big, it's too expensive. But there's some other things that we're talking about that, you know, there's an opportunity.
But a demand that will always be there. So.
That's true.
Let's be honest. Come on now.
That's true, but I think there's enough.
No matter what,
but there's,
be there.
That's true. But what I'm saying is that I think there's capacity out there to handle the market.
You know what I think is kind of cool? My buddy Ron, a Vietnam vet.
Oh, yeah.
In Denmark.
Yeah.
And he's the guy I told you, we got to get him on. We got to get him on before the Super Bowl. We got to get him on. He's the guy when you see those famous Super Bowl pictures tearing down the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
After the ice bowl, he's the guy on top of the goalpost writing it down. But it's funny. He put a little museum together, like at his house on Vietnam stuff. And he's got the like full regalia with the helmet and everything, exactly what they wore in Vietnam. And in the headband of the helmet is the little thing of toilet paper, which is about the size of two Kleenex that we got in front of us here. But it's funny on the wrapper, it says made in De Pere, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And that was all over Vietnam. So that's kind of cool that that's what they were carrying.
But some of these, the students were talking about, you know where you can make some money and not have to lay out a lot of capital? Because, you know, that's...
Right. Puts you in the hole already.
But, is being a lead generator. This guy had a landscaping business, and, you know, the employees didn't show up, and, you know, it was tough. But he abandoned that, and he just went around to houses and generated leads and then sold them to landscape people.
Oh!
Which is smart. Cause that
is smart.
Didn't have any equipment.
I like that.
Didn't have any employees. And employees, you know, you love them, but...
Yeah.
They're taxing.
So I went to Green Bay Rebuilders yesterday after Royce. They tested the battery. I needed a new battery. Okay. One of the cells was dead. He said, well, you know, you could probably get through the winter. And it's like, nope, after what I went through yesterday and seeing how long it took. And the question I had him, I got to tell you guys, I was under such pressure yesterday morning from like 4:30 to 5:30 trying to figure out because, okay, so you got it hooked up. And a lot of times, like he said, you know, the first turn, boom, starts up. We're good. And it wouldn't. So I'd wait 5 minutes and go out and do it. So I'm trying to calculate how many minutes I have to get here to the station versus because the thing is, and I asked him this, I said, every time you go out to try it and it doesn't start, did you just drain the juice that had been built up? And he says, absolutely.
Oh, yep.
So you know what I mean? So you're starting out zero again.
Yeah, so that's risky to try it because if it doesn't work, then you're back to ground zero. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. But it caused you a lot of stress, whether you're going to be here or not. Caused me and Todd a lot of stress too.
I know. So
we'll pitch in on the battery.
I was fine. I was fine with it. Jim was over there sweating.
But.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things though too with something like it's like just get it done. Just you know what I mean? When you screw around with things like that. But anyway, the reason I'm getting to that, Jim, is we were talking about a mutual friend of ours, and I said, hey, what's he doing now? And he said he's working with his a relative's cement company. Okay, doing flat work as they call it.
Yeah.
And I said, how's that going? He said, well, it would be going good if they could get help. He said they pay $30 an hour, and they'll have somebody show up and work a couple of days and then disappear. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And expect to have every weekend off and this day off and that day off. They can't get people. And the other thing is with supply these days, so you talk about that as far as like, you know, your budgets and things like that. Well, if you're just a mom and pop type of entity, you know, around here, and you want, you know, let's just say 100 square yards or feet or whatever it was of concrete. Well, the concrete companies, they're dealing with somebody building a shopping complex.
Yeah.
Guess who gets priority?
Absolutely.
And guess where the guys are who, like, so you're trying to bid out something like April for an August job? He said that world can change so much in that time span. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, and I swear, I don't know, not to blame COVID for everything, but it just seems post-COVID, the supply chain just still hasn't caught up, has it?
No, it really hasn't. But we learned a lot through COVID, too. I mean, I was, like, surprised/disappointed in some of the businesses that didn't have any runway. I mean, you have to have some retained earnings at least 2-3 months because it's just not every month is profitable.
Right.
It's just not. You can say it's going to be, but it's not. I guarantee you it's not. But, yeah,
well, so, I know guys in business who became really successful and early on had to use their personal credit cards to make payroll.
Oh, yeah. So there's so many stories. They're going to do not in 2 weeks. They'll write a report on an entrepreneur, and all of them have something like that in their story. It's either bended knee or it's I mortgaged a house or my checks just stayed in the drawer. I couldn't cash them because they would have bounced, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just. That we talk about the entrepreneurial spirit, though, and even if it begins a side hustle, you should do that. I mean, you only live once, and to try something you love, and yeah, it's anyway. So, you want to hear about? I told you yesterday, and you guys gave me a hard time about my refrigerator.
That's right. I had a guy tell me yesterday he laughed so hard.
Yep, I did too.
He said he laughed so hard over that; it was incredible.
He had a custom made.
But you know what? So it
we got to see the golden crisp, right? We got to put so much lettuce in that thing. I'm going to make a little playhouse for Milton with the box.
Forget it.
No, I want to hear the story. Why? Okay, did it come?
Use your inhaler. Go ahead. You can breathe.
It did, but the drawer was broken.
oh, my God. You've got to be kidding
no,
me.
No, and I can't.
You've got to be kidding.
No.
This unbelievable jewel of refrigerator you're getting.
I had the camera
broken
out.
On delivery.
I know.
Oh, he was.
I could just see steam coming out of your ears.
And the guy said, I'll give you some money off. I'm like, no, man, I want the right fridge.
Oh,
it's the last fridge I'm buying.
My goodness.
Oh. Can't wait, but we got the white one back.
We got to set a quick break. Frank Hermans is coming up. Lynn Dickey's coming up. Sandra Rank is coming up. Mino the Mayor, back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address, Tuesday night at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. 30 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Apton, 31 in Oshkosh. Today, January 23rd, is National Pie Day.
Nice.
What kind of pie? Blueberry pie? Yeah, blueberry, kid. What commercial is that from the late 60s?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Talk, you find the one? Hey, what kind of pie? Blueberry pie? Yeah, blueberry, kid. First pie contest, kid. Yeah, come with me. Remember that commercial?
Nope, I don't think I do.
Todd?
I don't, but
price
let me
package,
look it up.
Price package. Price package.
What's your favorite pie, Johnny?
Pecan.
Yes.
Not even a question.
Pumpkin?
I could. That makes me gag a little bit. It'd be like eating a turnip to me. Pie. It'd be like eating a turnip. And I love everything else pumpkin. Pumpkin bars I love. Anything else pumpkin. Pumpkin flavored coffee I love.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But right. I can't eat pumpkin pie. I literally gag on it. Pecan or coconut cream?
Oh.
Those are my two favorites. Pecan and coconut cream.
Well, I haven't heard that in a while.
Richard Dean Anderson, MacGyver, is 74. A lot of people said I've got MacGyver qualities when I carved my way out of that bathroom I was trapped in.
I'll give you that. That was a MacGyver thing. Mm. My MacGyver thing I told you is when I went and cut down my Christmas tree with the kids when they were little. And it was in the trunk of the car.
Okay.
And it fell out.
Ooh.
And I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, somebody's going to take my tree. So then I turned around and went back. I thought, if somebody takes that tree, I'll be mad because we cut it down.
I don't blame you.
So when we got it, and then I put it back in the trunk and I took my shoelaces out and tied the trunk.
That's a little bit of a... That's very good.
That's a little MacGyver.
I'll give you that.
All right, yeah.
And a little different from having a broken drawer in your custom-made refrigerator, you know?
Jim, I can't believe this. You were so excited. You were literally like a little kid getting a new bike.
It was. I told Milton was excited. We had the camera out. We were all... Our new refrigerator's coming today, and I took all the stuff out of, you know, the present one and had it all ready to put in the new one.
And they bring it in, and you got a busted drawer.
And the guys, you've been to my, the fridges have to be made a little bit different. Anyway, so it's $3,300 for the
old kitchens, those original kitchens.
They weren't
built for something. They're built for the old Norges.
Right. So anyway, the guy's like, well, I can give you a discount. And I'm like, I don't really want a discount. I want a refrigerator that works. And so he said, well, all right. So he calls the customer service thing. Hi, Frank. And the guy said, well, maybe we can fix it. I'm like, maybe he's not good enough.
No.
Just take it back. And so anyway, I'm bummed.
I don't blame you.
I walked
into
the kitchen. I know how sad when I walked in the kitchen this morning.
Wow.
Anyway.
Nora O'Donnell, 50th birthday. Not that national news is ever uplifting, but she never smiles.
No, she's
never smiles. You notice that, Todd? No.
I like her, but you're absolutely correct.
Wow.
And I wonder if she's just that way because she wants to keep that news edge. Like, she wants to not be the morning host she used to be and all that kind of stuff.
But wasn't she on the bubble for a while?
I think they're always on the bubble, aren't they?
You know who I like? The guy on NBC. Can't think of his name. He does Dateline.
Keith?
Nope.
Nope.
Tall African-American, tall black man.
Does he do
Lester Holt?
Is it African American or is it black?
Lester Holt?
Yes.
Lester Holt?
Yes.
NBC now. Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Popular.
I like love him.
Yeah.
Love him. I know a lot of the ladies love David Muir.
Oh, yeah, from ABC.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't have much going for him.
He's just so jealous over there in that studio.
But David Muir is not attracted to women.
How do you know that?
I think it's pretty public knowledge.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was my kid's commencement speaker at Madison.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Okay. Number one song on this day.
But the ladies still love him, John. I'm not taking that away from him.
Okay,
I'm just saying, I'm not sure the love's coming back. I did not know that. Okay, I was just.
Okay.
I watch him. I think he's very bright.
And okay.
He's very friendly, too.
Yeah. That's what I mean. He can report on the terrible things. And then he'll have a light story and really flips the switch.
It was great when he was the commencement speaker in Madison. He went around and just featured some small businesses with unique products in Madison, and he played it on his on national. It was great what he did. And,
nice.
The students loved him. Obviously the J school.
Nice,
especially. But he spoke to the whole commencement class.
Can I just add, not to get into into race or anything, but I'm serious. Just so I don't sound stupid, is the term African American completely out? I'm like never to use that anymore.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't really speak to that necessarily, okay. But I believe the term black is acceptable.
That's what I mean, in every way. Okay.
Maybe we'll learn something this morning.
I think we're going to.
That'd be fine, but I'd like to know, I don't know.
I think it's just the opposite.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure.
But I don't know.
All right. What? Three middle-aged white guys.
I know, right? Yeah. We can figure it out.
Proper nomenclature. Yeah. The number one song on this day in 1976.
John, what do you think it is?
Oh, let me think. What time? It's
one of your favorite songs of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Frank knows.
Smoke in the Boys' Room?
Nope. Jim hates this song.
Oh, I know.
Captain
Convoy.
And Tennille.
Captain Convoy. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Holiday gas station, baby. Bring it back.
Oh,
memories.
Man.
I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you some of the songs I would be bringing right now. This one and Do It To Me One More Time.
Captain Tennille.
Yeah, I knew that was the Captain Tennille. Right.
And Oh, What a Night, Late December, back in 63. Remember
can you
that one?
Can you imagine being a top 40 DJ back then and playing all those really bad songs?
Yes.
I know.
Yes. Oh. And then another one was huge, Frampton Live.
Oh, that was a great album.
Yeah.
Great album.
See, just for you, I did not sing the intro to that song.
Thank you.
Because you're having a rough enough day with your broken drawer.
Yeah, I know.
So I didn't want to do anything.
I know.
All right.
It's
there you go.
A long week.
Yeah. Hey, Frank is here early. Let's bring Frank in. Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Franco.
Yo.
What's
up, guys? Come
on, all right. Boys. Frank's in the house.
Frank, you look like the bounty man on the.
I kind of do.
You got that look working. The big flannel.
I'm the quicker picker upper.
I like it. The hair is getting pretty long.
I've been listening to you guys all morning, and I have so many things to talk
about. Let's
go. Not just my show. It's like you guys bring up so many great points. And by the way, Convoy is the number one song. You know what the number two song was? I write the songs that make the
That's right up your alley.
Barry Manilow.
It's the only Barry Manilow song I don't like.
He didn't write that song.
Who did?
You know, he did not write that song. Right. I have no idea.
My favorite Barry Manilow, of course, is
At the Copacabana.
Right. Hottest spot north of Havana.
Wow.
Tone.
He's got tone.
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond.
He was suave.
Yes. Okay, what else? What else?
Frank, I driving to work, I see you on the marquee a lot.
Yeah.
Because on Washington.
Sure.
You have a lot. I know I want to get to what your show is, but what else? Yeah, we were talking this morning. We cover a myriad
Help
of things.
Us out
well, I want to really talk about entrepreneurship you were talking about. Oh, yeah. Capital, getting started, and having that 2 to 3 months of money is
cushion.
Very important, that cushion. COVID was horrible. And you talk about entrepreneurs that did things to keep business going. And I was thinking, I took my retirement when COVID happened, and I paid my salaries.
Yeah,
wow.
It took me 3 years to get that money back into my account.
Wow.
But you think about it, but you got to do it sometimes.
Well, entrepreneurs, Frank, will do almost anything.
Yeah.
Like they get you can go for advice, and they're like, "Don't do that," and you're gonna do it anyway.
Yeah.
Like
always say, pay yourself first.
Right.
Well, guess what?
It ain't gonna happen.
Ain't gonna happen.
And then you really want to put your home. As part of it, you could lose your house. And I'm like,
"You kidding?"
And I do that. Oh my God.
What?
Give us a little, Frank. Was Jim and Frank Hermans as Barry Manilow.
I've been alive forever. And I have plastic surgery to show it.
Where's my quilt,
there
baby?
You go.
Where's my quilt and my couch?
And the tissues.
Back after this.
Yeah.
Words and the melodies together.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New Hampshire prepares to head to the polls.
I'm voting Trump no matter what. I don't know if I'm going to vote if if he doesn't make it.
It's probably going to be Nikki.
Why Nikki?
Because I think it's time for a big change. Huge. So.
Why not Trump?
After all he's done now, we don't need it.
Two voters with two very different opinions in the Granite State. Nikki Haley trailing badly in the polls behind Donald Trump. It's counting on independent voters for a win. President Biden and Vice President Harris in Virginia today, marking the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, with more speeches on the Supreme Court decision that struck it down. Palestinian militants carrying out the deadliest single attack on Israel's forces since the October 7th Hamas attacks that triggered the war. 21 IDF soldiers killed in southern Gaza. Man suspected of killing eight people in suburban Chicago, taking his own life in Texas after fleeing from police. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden will be in Superior on Thursday to talk about the bipartisan infrastructure bill. He's coming on the heels of the announcement that Wisconsin and Minnesota are getting $1 billion to replace the Blatnik Bridge that connects Superior to Duluth. Details on exactly when and where the president will talk have not yet been released. Vice President Kamala Harris came to Big Bend, Wisconsin on Monday to tout reproductive rights. Wisconsin agriculture officials are reminding farmers to apply for crop insurance premium rebates through the end of January. The coverage is only offered on a first-come, first-served basis. There's no limit on acres an applicant can apply for, though farmers who got state or federal cost-sharing to plant cover crops in 2023 are not eligible this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
It is going to be cloudy with some areas of freezing drizzle, even a couple of snow showers possible today. Our high right around 34 this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop to 31, still a little light freezing drizzle or snow possible. And then tomorrow, cloudy with rain showers, 36. And we're going to keep it warm with highs well into the 30s through the rest of the week, the weekend, and beyond. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Todd Almaz Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here. We got Frank Herman sitting by. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff with him. We've got former Packer quarterback Lynn Dickey coming up at about 7:06 and Sandra Rank coming up at 7:30. So a fun day. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Well, it is January and the weather can be horrific, as you saw over the past couple of days. And I'll tell you what, your energy bills, they could go down. I mean, way down. By calling Pella and checking it out, getting a free consultation, you got to check out their energy efficient windows. Keep the cold outside, keep the heat inside. And here's the best part. If you book by January 31st, you can apply for zero interest up to 36 months. July of 2025. Zero interest, 2025. You got to check them out. Visit PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. But once again, don't be like me growing up where we take out the big plastic and duct tape into the windows. Okay? I don't Did you ever do that, Frank? Yes.
Duct tape?
Well, not duct tape. What kind of tape?
I don't know. Whatever kind of tape we had back then.
I don't think they had duct tape back then. Got a question here. One question. What are you guys taking in the morning for breakfast? It's 6:30. I'm dragging my ash to work, and you guys are fired up already. I don't know. We just kind of start the day
we
fired
do.
Up.
It's fun coming to work.
Sounds fun. Sounds exciting.
It is.
You guys wake up this way.
We have great
way.
Guests.
You wake up
We also have great guests.
Well, we have a great show today. And it's... Yeah, there's good energy here. We just drink coffee, right, Johnny?
I don't much anymore.
No, because you had stomach problems. That's
yeah,
right.
With those pills I was taking.
Yeah,
yeah. How you doing, Franco? Give us some more of your comments on your some commentary on what we were talking about.
Well, I gotta tell you, I just enjoy listening to you guys. But you're a gem of the community, and all the people you bring in. And I called Todd 2 days ago. Hey, Todd, can I get in talk about my new show? He goes, what time slot you want, yeah, Frank?
Absolutely. We told you
and
that
they
open
just,
door
he
policy.
He just pushed people aside
we
to
will.
Get me in.
He tramples them.
Tramples them. Frank, you available tomorrow morning? I'm like, yes.
Nice. But this one has to be right up your alley,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Belgians, two and a half
well,
Belgians,
I gotta,
is that right?
I got to tell you, a little funny story. Okay. I am Belgian. And,
well, that's what I mean.
My great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma.
You're tall for a Belgian, though, aren't you?
I'm from the tall Belgian side.
Okay.
Yes, I was a tall Belgian.
A lot of Belgians seem short for some reason.
John,
I'm serious.
Great. He starts this morning with blacks, and now he's just short Belgians.
Here we
Johnny,
go.
Come
that,
on. Okay.
Could get us in
Southern
trouble.
Door High School basketball team. I mean, they're all Belgians. They do yeah. okay. They do
oh,
okay.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's a big...
The Flanagans are from that area.
Oh there you go.
Boy, I'm taking that back then.
Yeah, I'm going... Okay,
never mind. Never mind. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody. Else.
My great-great-great-great-grandpa came over in the 1850s, Ellis Island, Maximilian Hermans. Actually, his name was Herman, two M's, two N's. Took away an M, took away an N, and put an S on there because he wanted to sound more German because Belgians were looked upon as being farmers and a little bit lowly, believe it or not, back then. The Belgian
well, they
joke,
settled that whole area, though, did they?
Yeah. In fact, great-grandpa...
Wasn't your brother a priest there?
In Sturgeon Bay.
Sturgeon Bay.
Oh, okay. Sturgeon Bay.
Okay.
Well, they give those guys those satellite... Yeah, in Carlsbad.
Oh, sure. I know where Carlsbad
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so those churches. But he had one main parish, and then he had to go do, the funerals and weddings at those other ones. But
big Catholic community up there. Big
Catholic community. Yeah. Big Belgian community.
Yep.
So they wanted to be more German, more industrial?
They wanted to be more German. Isn't that crazy? Belgians were looked down upon back in the 1840s, 50s, coming over here, And that was one of the things that they did. Crazy story. I heard this. In fact, I was talking to one of the Belgian directors of the Belgian Foundation community type thing they got up there. They're going to do a thing at my show where we're going to portray the history of the Belgian community. And that was one of the things. They were kind of looked down upon a little bit as being more agriculture, not in the business sense kind of thing.
Okay.
And that's what Grandpa did. And he bought a farm, acres in New Franken. Where the golf course is out there, in fact, Herman's Road, I stole the sign back when I was in high school. I still got it.
Nice.
No kidding. That's
Herman's
awesome.
Road. Herman's cool. Road. So,
very cool.
Always wanted to go back to the Belgians. And back 10 years ago, this is my 25th anniversary show. I did the show 10 years ago. I kind of revamped it a little bit. But Two and a Half Belgians, there was a show called Two and a Half Men back then.
Right.
So I kind of took that connotation. And it's a true story that I'm talking about, the Frosty Tip in Dykesville.
Everybody's been there.
Everybody's been there. And I knew one of the brothers. They were called the Pankratz family. Nine boys. Nine boys ran the Frosty Tip in the 70s and 80s. Mom and dad paid for their high school education at Premontre by running that soft serve place. And one of the guys, name, we called him Grandpa. He was number nine of boys. And they called him by the number of their birth. 1 through 9. And that's kind of where the number 2.5
That's funny.
So 10% of the show is true, 90% is bull.
But they built phenomenal houses, didn't they?
They did. Well, Belgians, come on. Look at all the brickwork out there.
That's what I mean.
They're still there and beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question. Yeah. I'd love to have one of those.
Yep.
Frank, I didn't. Yeah. That Frosty Tip, like Johnny said, we've all been there a million times. That little ice cream shop sent nine kids to high school?
If you go there.
Wow.
Do that little garage behind? Do you know the little garage?
Yeah.
They slept in there. There was bunk beds in there. The boys would sleep there. The older boys would run the counter, and the younger boys would clean and stuff. But the Pankratz family ran that in the 70s and 80s, put all of those boys through Premontre. They used that money because both of them were mill workers.
Yeah.
And they had let those boys run the Frosty Tip while they went up there. So it's
wow,
a great,
that's
great.
Cool.
That's a cool story.
The Depreys own it right now and do a great job with it up there. In fact, the best burgers you go by. But when
you know one restaurant family that was always really proud of their Belgian heritage from
what?
Up there? Carrie Cunard.
Oh, Cunard.
Yeah.
Hello, the Abbey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
Yes.
I went to high school with Carrie.
Oh, did you?
Carrie was
he must have been a good basketball player,
wasn't
he?
He was amazing. He was a year younger than me and a great football player, tight end.
You guys had a big team if you had both you and Carrie.
Great team. I actually came. I moved here from Arkansas my junior and senior year, and I got a job at Fleet Farm, and I didn't play ball after that. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Sucked. I needed
money. Wow.
Mom and dad got divorced. I got a Pinto.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, a Pinto.
I needed Levi's.
Oh, man. You don't seem like a Pinto guy.
I had a 78 Pinto. 78 Pinto.
Okay.
Hatchback, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hatchback.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a blast from the past.
Yes, that ever. Wow.
I did.
Wow.
$53 a month was my payment. I'll never forget it.
Pintos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tough to make them look like a chickmobile.
I don't know. It had a red stripe. It had a red stripe down it.
I thought
it had it going on. It had a little horse on the front, like a.
Okay.
It looked like it was a Pinto.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
I think the
horse.
Operative word there, Frank, is you thought.
I thought. You know how many times I got to second base in that Pinto?
And she'd see when you had a date.
Yeah.
With myself. Yes.
So anyway, let me ask you this, my friend.
Yeah.
Is this kind of a late, and I always hate that one, a labor of love, though? I mean, being almost part of your heritage, this show that you're putting together?
It really is. And, you know, when I write shows, and I think, I was talking to Jim about this last time I was on here. I like to talk about history. I'm a history
right.
guy. I like what the community, my family, I got 11 aunts and uncles on both sides. We're from the Kewaunee, New Franken, Dykesville, Green Bay area, and a lot of stuff has happened in this area, and I like to talk about it, and there's a lot of stories, and this one about the Frosty Tip just happened to fall in my lap 10 years ago when my buddy goes, hey, did you know Pankratz, they used to call him number nine? I go, what? What is number nine? Well, they had so many boys, they called them by number one, number two, number three. And I go, that is a real story.
Wow.
I got to tell it.
That,
I got to tell the story.
This is awesome.
And I think people in this community, Frank, and I've been to many, many of your shows.
Yeah.
There's really no, there's a lot of inside jokes, but we all know them. You know what I mean? Like, it's because we all know the Frosty Tip, even though we don't live there.
Yeah.
And we've all know New Franken and, you know, the Belgians, sometimes we make fun of them.
Herky and Mabel jokes.
Yeah, I know.
Herky and Mabel jokes.
Right.
I mean, come
those
on.
Those are funny.
What's Belgian food? What would be Belgian
food? Trip, which is a type of sausage. There's also Belgian cream pies. Come on, Belgian pies, guys.
Belgian pies, yes.
Yeah.
But Belgian, what is it? They make
Belgian
their own
trip.
Isn't that made out of like stuff like normally you would throw away?
Yeah, there's like liver.
Okay.
There's innards in that.
That's
sorry.
What I thought.
I didn't want to bring that up, John.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But people,
though.
You know, it's like a bratwurst. You put you cook it on the grill.
Yeah.
Belgian trip.
Okay.
Do you talk about merchants. Is that where you buy that?
Well, you can get it at Marchant's up there in Brussels, of course. In fact,
I gotta get that.
I think you can get it really anywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Trip.
TRIPPE. Belgian trip.
Okay.
Check it out.
I will.
I would pronounce that tripe for some reason.
Tripe. Trip.
Do you buy it in sausages?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's encased with intestines.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that just made more appetizing.
That's right. That's
just trying to help out.
Okay, what is good Belgian music? What's a good Belgian song?
Well, of course, polka. But, you know, what we're doing is our time frame with our show called 2.5 Belgians, which opens next week. By the way, at the Meyer Theater, runs all the way through February 24th.
Okay.
The music is from the 60s and 70s, because that's where these guys worked there. So you got, like, Black is Black, I Want My Baby Back. So stuff like that. You know,
okay.
Really
that's awesome.
Great music. And it tells a funny story about fibs, about the girls coming up from, and it was a one-liner. Remember, 41 was a one-liner.
Yeah.
Right, oh, yeah, totally. So you had to go to the Frosty Tip.
We make jokes about farm machinery, you know. You can't.
Yeah.
You could. It took to get from Chicago to Fish Creek or Crack or Creek, whatever we call it. It's kind of a funny thing that we use with word association. 6 hours. You know, now it takes 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, back then when it was a one-laner, and you had to stop at the Frosty Tip on the way
right up.
And we love Illinois babes, and that's the story.
You know, I the area I love most. I mean, I love Door County, love Dykes.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, how can you not? You know, yep. I mean, it's phenomenal. But I tore down a barn. A guy asked me, you know, I can have the wood and everything, or wasn't the whole barn, but whatever. And for the wood, and it was in the town of Maple.
Yeah,
yeah.
What a cool little town.
That's a cool town.
What a cool that nobody really knows about.
You have to go off.
Have to go off there.
Yes.
Highway.
Yep.
Neat little town.
Mm-hmm.
And those kind of places up there, I think, are really cool. Don't you?
They're still old barns and old
that's
buildings.
What I mean. Yes.
And when you go down, if you turn down a highway, all of a sudden you see this building. Like, what was that? It was a bar.
Yeah.
Everybody, it was like four square miles, there was a corner bar, because that's where the farmers would meet, you know, and they would talk about their whatever and have a couple beers.
Yeah. I always think about that when I go to Manitowoc the back way and I go through, what's the little town? It's the Four Corners there. I can't think the name of it now. It's got the big granary on one side. It's got a Troutman hardware store on the other side. And a really
Forestville?
Forestville. And it's a really old bar on the other corner. And I've always thought that the bar's got to be well over 100 years old. I always thought, well, you can just see farmers like bringing their grain to the thing here.
Yeah.
You got the general store here.
Yeah.
And you got the bar right there.
Right there.
And it's like, there's the community center right there. Yeah.
Yep. Kellnersville?
No.
No. Okay. Sorry.
But no.
You're right. There wasn't.
I'm gonna think of it.
I mean, it was the church, the bar. Yeah.
Oh, and there's a church and a cemetery. Yes. Church and a cemetery.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Still there.
And it's all that. It's like, you know, like it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like
Cleveland. Cleveland.
No.
No. Okay. I'm gonna go on and on with names.
No. Yep.
You know, because there's these.
It's before you make the turn.
Before you make the turn.
Where you make the turn.
Yeah.
And then just a few miles down the road, there's the turn to the right to go to Menchelville. If you go to the
left. Is it Highway R? Is it on R?
I believe so.
Yeah.
If you go to the left, you go to Circle Tap. And then there's a big cheese factory.
We just got a text in. Lark. Is it Shirley?
Yes.
Shirley!
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes,
thank you.
Shirley.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thanks, Scotty. Shirley. Shirley.
Love that little place.
And don't
Shirley
call me Shirley.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember that.
Do you know this one that I was talking about earlier when I said we were talking about today is National Pie Day?
Yes,
old commercial from the late 60s.
Okay.
Hey, what kind of pie? Blueberry pie. Yeah, blueberry, kid. And he goes to the other guy, first pie contest, kid. Yeah. Come with me. Nobody knows this, do they?
Nobody.
Todd, have you found it?
Somebody wanted to know if it was bird's eye pies.
Bird's eye?
No. No. It was for Alka-Seltzer.
Oh.
Todd, try to look up Alka-Seltzer pie contest.
Yeah, he'll be right on that. Todd's looking
up. He'll
find it. He's right on it.
Todd can find anything.
Quick pie story. I came in here first time on the radio, and Jim had a 18-inch pumpkin pie and an 18-inch pecan pie, pie.
Yeah.
Here was Christmas, and he goes, dig in, Frank. Dig in. This is from Christmas.
I don't remember you having pecan pie here.
Yeah, he had pecan pie.
Did you give me any?
Pumpkin pie. They were huge. Remember that?
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
I don't think John was here.
John,
you
remember,
were the
I
sub.
Think I sat in.
Right, you
John,
were the sub.
You filled in for me.
He was, you know what? It wasn't Christmas. It was deer hunting.
Deer hunting.
Oh,
it was,
okay.
That's right. I'm sorry. But there was lots of pie here.
There's lots of pie.
That was another subject I wanted to talk about when I was coming in.
But
guys had so many ideas.
But Frank, you're...
Did you find it, Todd?
I do. How about if we play it when we come back for the break?
Yes.
But he is amazing.
But National...
He's unbelievable.
I know.
Todd, I've worked in radio 100 years. Todd is the greatest producer talent I've ever dealt with.
I agree.
It's incredible. He can do anything in radio.
And I agree, and I've been in the business 6 months.
Hey, Jim, what were you going to say? What were you going to say?
You're at National Pie Day. Yeah. I got to assume your favorite pie is pumpkin. So I thought it was going to be that Belgian.
Cream pie?
Cream pie? Well,
that actually sounds good. I don't know what it is, but it sounds good.
Well, it's custard on a crust. And it's Belgian. It's
what's the the Danish type thing that's big with Belgians? Is it kolaches? No, that's
Polish.
Yeah, Polish. That's Polish.
Okay.
Yeah.
But close.
That is.
They were close.
I want to hear
Eastern
more.
Europe. Eastern Europe. They're right next to each other.
All right, we're going to set a break. Break back with Frank Hermans and Lynn Dickey coming up soon. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This ad furnished by Nesmatage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
That was a pretty good fight for a change. What was it? Blueberry time?
Yeah, blueberry. First contest, kid? Follow me. This is Alka-Seltzer. Gets rid of that stuffy feeling. When you've been on the circuit as long as I have, you'll know. See you around, kid.
Next time you overeat, take what the guys who overeat for a living take. Alka-Seltzer.
You were verbatim on that.
Thank
you,
Todd.
Verbatim.
There you go.
That is mine like a steel trap.
It is.
60-second commercial for about three lines of actual script.
You know what it was in the background? Guys going to the shower like in towels. It's all these really fat, overweight guys.
If you overeat,
they're
Alka-Seltzer.
On the national pie eating competition.
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
You don't remember that one, Jim?
I don't. No. Whoever said steel trap, you have an unbelievable retention of commercials, music.
Americana.
Yes.
Americana.
So, my friend, I'm still amazed at you that you can just sit down and you talk about an unbelievable mind, how you can just sit here or sit wherever and come up with these incredible shows.
Well, thank you.
And you do all the...
I do. I've written 150.
No one else jumps in and says, well, this is be my character. Let me write some stuff.
Don't get me wrong. I have so many people that help me.
Right, but you've come up with the whole concept, and you kind of, that's amazing with the dialogue and everything.
It's so much fun. That's what I like to do. I like to sit at the computer. I like to write comedy. That is what I like to do. My grammar sucks, but I like to write comedy. Uh-oh. And I have so many people that help on that. You know, Pat Hibbert is a co-writer.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Pat adds a lot talented. Of humor to it. But I come up with the characters, the concepts. And I got shows, Jim, all the way through 2026 of ideas.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, you know, this 2.5 Belgians that we're doing, I wrote this show 10 years ago.
Right.
I revamped it a little bit with some new characters, add some storyline to it. But I'm working on my next show. And in fact, I met with Joe Vertigan the other day. He was a voice announcer for WIR. It's called WIR Nights, Wisconsin International Raceway. We're the big ones.
Let's
run.
He's been on our show.
Joe's been on the show.
Like three times. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Joe's a good guy, a great resource.
He's a great guy.
So, I'm always writing. That's what I like to do. In fact, If I'm doing some posting, doing some guerrilla marketing this morning, but I want to sit at my computer because I got some ideas.
Yeah.
So I got my phone and I'm always voice memoing myself ideas and stuff.
By the way, we got a text here. The Flower Pot in Westy Pier makes the best Belgian pies and kolaches. They even have classes to teach you how to make them. The Flower Pot in Westy Pier.
Kolaches was what we were looking for, not...
Is that more of a Czech thing?
Punchkis are Polish.
Okay. I thought kolaches kind of Czech.
They're kind of
I know for Checkfest,
yeah. Right.
Yep.
Julian Dom go to that all the time. And yes. It's big yep. kolache making yep. type
yep.
stuff.
Yep.
In fact, he got a scholarship from the Czech Foundation or whatever.
Wow.
Student.
He got a check yeah. from the Czech.
He got a check from the Czech. Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, man. Have you ever been to Czechoslovakia?
I have not, but I know you are a world traveler and have
It is
been.
One of the most beautiful cities yeah. I've ever seen in my life. Prague is one of the most yeah. beautiful places yeah. I've ever seen. Although it looks so much like Wisconsin with the fields
sure,
driving there.
Sure.
But I can just see why those people, when they came to Wisconsin, it's like, holy cow, this seems so
was.
Much like home.
That's why you see those yeah. diverse communities around here, German, Czech, Polish, Scotland is a lot like Dorconi to me.
I'll bet, yeah.
You know, and I was just in Scotland. So, yeah, that's why they liked Wisconsin. Yeah, it was
very
like, felt
cool.
like home.
Do you remember Mike Sherman?
Mike Sherman from the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah.
Hello, yeah.
Okay, so the first time we're going to have him on the show with me and Murph and everybody okay. and Tammy or yeah. Katie, whoever it was. And, you know, we're just talking a bit right before we go on,
yeah.
you know, over the phone. And Murph's like, well, Coach, what are you doing, this weekend before you start camp? He goes, well, Murph, we're going up to Door County. I've heard some good things, but we're going up to Door County.
Door County.
I said, yeah. oh, Coach, you're going to love it. It's a lot like Cape Cod. He goes, you ever been to Cape Cod, John? I go, no. He goes, I didn't think so. Okay? 6 months later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Door County Magazine comes out. Cover story, Mike Sherman. It reminds me so much of Cape Cod.
That's funny.
Yep.
That was a good impersonation.
Yeah,
by
it
way.
Was. That was.
You ever been to Cape Cod, John? No, Coach. I didn't think so.
Wow.
There you go. That's Franco, tell me more about what else you guys got coming. You got Belgians coming up. Yep. When does that start?
It opens up February 2nd. Yeah. And opening night, February 2nd, $10 of every ticket goes to Discover Green Bay. Great community.
Nice.
You know, we like to give back to the community. We helped build that building, gave a nice chunk of change there. So we like to give back to the community. It runs all the way through February 24th, 4 weekends. Of great comedy and music. Of course, the show revolves around Northeastern Wisconsin and great music from the 60s and
nice.
The 70s. The costumes. I built a car out of styrofoam.
You did not.
I built a 57 Chevy that the girls drive up, and they carry it on stage. I didn't build it. My artist built this 57
Two-door
Chevy.
Two-door or four-door?
It is a four-door.
It's not as cool.
But when it come in, you know, it's kind of funny. They carry the car in.
Yeah.
And I made a sound like it's got the airlift.
Oh, so
the,
nice.
Where the tires go down, you know, to add a little comedy to that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we give a pair of passes away for one of the
yes,
shows?
Yes, we can.
Nice.
I'm going to advertise on your station. I got to talk to Todd, too.
Nice.
Yeah, we got to do some stuff. So.
We could use it.
Frank, yeah. How long does that run? It starts February 2nd.
February 2nd all the way through February 24th. So we got four great weekends. You get tickets at TicketStarOnline.com, MeyerTheater.org. Give me a call. I will get tickets for you.
How does it make me feel knowing that when you filled in for me, he made you a big pecan pie, even though that's like my favorite thing in the world?
I don't know. I don't know if he made it.
Oh, he probably did. Did you hear me?
No,
he was so excited about getting a new refrigerator.
Yes,
it's like
yes.
a little kid with
well,
a new bike.
Why wouldn't you? If the drawer is not yeah. right, get a new one.
Absolutely,
they have to replace it.
I know
that's baloney.
But I was waiting and I was excited. Yeah. And
you get that
Milton
excited.
Was waiting.
I told him. I said, Milton, it's going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
One more sleep and it's going to be here.
He was going to build a playhouse. He was going to build a playhouse out of the box for Milton. He was going to have a flat screen TV.
Right.
He was
getting a new house. Yeah.
All kinds of things. Yeah.
We're all going to win with that.
Exactly.
I don't know what's going to happen, but
yeah.
Yes, we got
you know,
that.
Jim gave me great advice about pizza, his pizza oven, too, that he has there. And
you have a pizza oven?
Well, he has. He makes pizza.
He makes
pizza.
That.
Indoor or outdoor?
And he told me that the best way to cook pizza is as hot as you can get the oven. Started doing that, Jim, and it works.
Yeah, it does.
It works. Instead of doing 400, put it up to 500.
Right.
Nice.
Crank it up.
Nice.
And let it thaw before you
let
put it
thaw.
In.
Let it thaw. Yeah, let the pizza thaw.
But we make our own pizzas. So yeah.
Yeah,
that's what you want to do. That's good, Frank.
Yeah. Franco, it is always so much fun.
Thank you so much, guys.
Frank,
so
we're coming to this show. This is going to be a great show. Yep. I know you've had something like it, but this is enhanced, and this is going to be hilarious. I'm
25th
really
anniversary. This is our 25th anniversary.
All right.
Phenomenal. Congratulations.
Thank you, John.
And thanks, I love Jim. What you said about keeping everybody in the payroll during COVID.
Thank you.
That's very cool.
You're a good man.
Yep.
I mean, that was tough to do. A lot
it
of
was.
People didn't.
It was.
All right.
Was.
We got to set for a break. We'll get back. Lynn Dickey will be joining us. Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hey, everybody. Toddy's off, but Trygve Olsen's in the guest host chair. He has Joe Trippi and Stuart Stevens tomorrow at noon on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.